employing millennials in a state agency, do you have the same issue that an awful lot of people in the UK have employing them in Australia?
Yeah, the challenge that we've got is, and I don't know who it is, Christopher, but someone has lied to a big group of people and told them, you don't have to work hard, you've just got to work smart. So there's this group of people who are millennials who have been told, don't worry about the hustle, don't worry about the grind. You can use technology to cut through all of that and you won't have to work hard. And that is an absolute lie because technology is there to complement, not substitute. And what I find is this, that a lot of millennials struggle with the concept that you've got to put in a decade of solid work to build a career that is going to far outweigh being a footballer, which is only going to last 15 years, and you can get a 40-year career in property. So we
Is that their
struggle with that.
parents? Is it the way they've been brought up? Is it society? Is it medals for 8th place?
I think it's a possibility that, look, it's a difficult one to say because I'm pleasantly surprised sometimes because sometimes people come along that are young, that have got that look in their eye that says, I won't go to sleep till I win. And there is plenty of those. Like I look at my own business and I look at a lot of the young people like, Josh Tesselin, that I recently interviewed, 23 years of age, wrote $1 million in fees, and a lot of these people have decided that they're not going to go work for a corporation and slave 9 to 5, but they'd rather hustle and grind 24/7, build their own real estate career, have uncapped earnings, have control of their life, be able to show their own creativity. So there is a group of people. I
What did
can't.
he do? What makes him so different? Is it upbringing?
What's his story? His parents were self-employed business people. He went to university, off my top of my head. He dropped out of university and looked around at what are the options that he could use. And I think a lot of it's got, I was talking to Sanjay today over lunch, and I'm very mindful of it myself because I come from a background where my parents, from a financial perspective, had very little, right? That we had unbelievable love, but we had like very little money. And what that created is this unmet need in me wanting money because I saw money as being something that would give me freedom. Ironically, it hasn't worked out exactly that way because, one of the things I've learned is when you build a business that's based on your brand, freedom is something that you might lose because everyone wants you
Of course they do.
because you're the product,
Yes.
right? I'm not an Apple shop, right? I'm the product. So what actually happens is, ironically, the goal that I wanted, which is freedom, is something that is still elusive to me. But I look
Well, it's
at
a nice freedom. I mean, you're on Park Lane here in the finer country offices, and you're in sunny London.
Yeah, I mean,
Do you
and
like the adulation?
I used to like it a lot more than before. It,
Okay.
like to now, look, because you have to understand, there's haters as well as admirers. And what I've learned is this: people are going to judge you, so you just do your own
Do
thing.
you
I never
think,
look at a, I never
okay.
I haven't looked at a feedback sheet on at a conference event for a decade.
Okay, so let's bring it back to millennials. Do you think millennials are looking for that affirmation and that pat on the back? I mean, is the responsibility, if they've been brought up appallingly by their parents and being given, medals for coming 8th place and They can get what they want because their parents ring up the headmaster and shout at them until they get what they want. Do we have a responsibility as bosses to sort that rubbish out and motivate these guys and give them what they want?
Well, I think if you're a boss and you want to have a profit and loss statement that looks pretty good every month, you have a responsibility to either get them to a standard that meets your needs or remove them out of your business.
Because we've got to employ them because of the nature of the, the age.
You don't have the responsibility to actually replace what their parents may or may not have done, right? You don't have that responsibility. But, you know, Chris, here's the deal. The deal is this. If you've told a kid that everything is good, everything is fine, and they are brought up that way, and then all of a sudden they're 25, 30, and they're being smashed in the marketplace, and they start thinking, you know what? I'm the problem. I can see why they're the problem. They start thinking to themselves, hey, I always thought I was great. My parents told me I was great, but it appears that I'm not great. I'm being smashed by other people. I think that if you're an employer, what you do is that you prospect, like your estate agents are prospecting for listings. If you're an employer, what you're doing is you're prospecting for that young estate agent, that young guy or girl that has that look in the eye that basically says, I might not win today, I might not win tomorrow, but I will win. That you are out on the hustle, hunting and prospecting for that group of people. That's what you should do. It's a lot easier to actually find someone that's got high motivation, low skill, train them, than actually finding someone that's got low motivation and high skill.
Will you go further into this at SangeFest?
I will cover at SangeFest the 7 characteristics that I look for when I'm sitting with one of my clients and we're doing second interviews for estate agents.
Excellent. Thank you, Tom. Look forward to that. Thank you.